Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Jeannie, and I want to welcome you to the Blog Talk program tonight. And I want to say again, as always, that I appreciate each and everyone so much for taking your time to be here with me tonight. It's been an interesting week, and we'll get into that in just a minute. But I've got a song. I just found it a little while ago, and I want y'all to listen to it. I'm hoping I'm going to play it on my cell phone, and I'm hoping you can hear the words. But it's about the simple things in life that sometimes we take for granted that are the blessings of God that are in our life. So I hope that you'll be able to hear this. Amen. Every day is a gift from God. Absolutely. And I hope that each and I feel sure all of y'all feel the same, but if there's anyone that doesn't, I hope that the Lord reveals that to your heart. You know, there's so often that the little things in life that God's always doing for us, we don't always see it. We don't always realize it. And I think as we become more aware of how active and proactive that the Lord is in our lives, every day on a little daily basis, how much he's blessing us and helping us and just sending us kisses from Father, that the Lord is active and he's directing our steps and he's bringing blessings and he's keeping us from things that would harm us, things that would send us in the wrong direction. You know, every day we just We want to open our hearts to see and to understand how much God loves us and how much he is ever working on our behalf. I want to remind anyone that is listening by computer that would like to call in for prayer. The guest call-in number is 319-527-6027. And if you want prayer, be sure and click one on your phone that puts your hand up so I can see it, so that I know you want prayer, because there are those that call in just to listen to the program on their phone. I mean, I do that a lot myself too, that you're not necessarily, you know, wanting prayer. You just want to hear what's going on. So that's okay too. That's all good. Well, as I said earlier, it has been an interesting week. I've had opportunities, as most of us do. I've had opportunities to be stressed, but I can honestly say I'm growing, y'all. I'm growing. And I'm learning not to go there, because you know what? Peace is more valuable, I have found, than anything on a daily basis that I could get, anything that money could buy or anything that I could do or any kind of enjoyment or anything else, that having peace is first and foremost. It's like, Lord, I want to have peace every day, because there's been a lot of days in my life I didn't have peace, and you learn to really treasure that when you have it, and God shows you how to walk in that. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I have a scripture that came to mind a little bit earlier. I want to read just a little bit. And it says, and this is Romans 9, this starts in Romans 8. It says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those that love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? Amen. Amen. Tonight's a night. Most nights I have a few notes. Tonight's one of those evenings that I don't. I just never felt drawn to pull aside and really do notes. I did spend time with the Lord at the keyboard and just worshiping him and just listening and spending time in peace. But it's not one of those nights that I felt to kind of, write down some notes to follow. It was just like, you know what, I just feel led just to talk from my heart tonight. And if some of y'all listened to Randy the other night when he was praying over offerings and whatnot, you heard him talk about that he had, on Wednesday night, he'd given me a word about our land. Of course, we've been looking for property for several years. And no, God has called us to that. God has called us to another area. If you've, some time back, I gave on this program, I talked about, Randy even back in 2012 gave me a prophetic word. With that time, it had been put in our hearts to move to a different area. And at the beginning of 2012, Randy gave me a word, and he said, this year, somehow, God is going to show you the area that you're supposed to be in. Well, that came as a surprise to me, because I didn't know that the area we were considering was the wrong area. And just as he said, that year, of course, that was in right around the beginning of the year. I mean, it might have been the first day or two of January that he gave me that word. But I could tell the way he said it, said this year somehow. And it's like, okay, what does that mean? Well, as it turned out, Christmas Day of that year, which, by the time you get to Christmas, you've only got a week left of a year. We were invited to a friend's home that lived in Mineola to come spend Christmas Day with her for a while. And my husband, we had seen a place advertised that was for sale there. We had never, ever looked in that area at all. It seemed like no man's land back then, doesn't now. But we went over to their house for Christmas dinner. And when we were in that area, it did begin to snow, so we ended up having to rush back home. But that day, we saw the area we were supposed to be. We turned around and went back 1 week later on New Year's Day, when the snow had melted and the weather was good. And as we began to drive around, we realized that that was the area that God had called us to. So that was New Year's Day of 2013. So I can say since 2013, we have been looking for the land that God has called us to, the place that God has called us to. And there's even more to that story that goes all the way back to 1981. I won't go into all of that tonight. But anyhow, in this time, you know, we have talked to the Lord and have asked God, and all along we've known that the Lord has a specific place for us, or I do. My husband doesn't so much feel that way, but in my heart I have felt like God has a specific place for us. And we've looked and we've searched and we've done our due diligence to ride the areas out and check out the areas and inquire of God. And during that time, we would ride through some of the different surrounding counties, you know, to see exactly how big the area was that God had, you know, that God had said this area. Because when like Randy gave the word that God's going to show you the area, he didn't say the town. He didn't even say the county. He said, God's going to show you the area. So then it was like, Lord, well, we've got to figure out then, we've got to know in our heart what all this area encompasses. So we would begin to go from town to town, and of course, having prayed and searching and looking. And we did find that as we would, certain areas we would go to, that we would just feel a no. It would be like, we would both, my husband and I both would say, this isn't it. This isn't it. This doesn't feel right. And this didn't happen automatically. I mean, this evolved over not only months, but actually years of going into the area and looking. And certain areas we would go to, it would just feel dead in our spirits. It would be like, this just feels dead. This doesn't feel like the right area. And over a period of time, we finally developed a knowing in our hearts of the area that we were supposed to be in. And it, you know, it's more than one town, and it actually encompasses more than one county. Even though some counties, it's not the entire county. It might be the east side of one town and the west side of another, the south side of another. But we have kind of an invisible circle of where we know that somewhere in this area God has called us to. Well, back several years ago, and I'll have to say, there's only been, during all this time, we've not put a contract on any place but twice. One was back several years ago. I saw a piece of land, and when I saw it, I just fell in love with it. At that time, was not familiar with the area. This was fairly early on. Just fell in love with it. And to be quite honest, we weren't really prepared to move at that time. My husband was still working. Finances were not in order to move, but I just fell in love with it. Beautiful piece of property. Price was really quite good for the time, particularly would be good now. And so we got a realtor and talked to her and put a contract on it. We're struggling to figure out, how would we pay for this? How would we move? Would it be too far from my husband's job? And just one question behind another. But see, I let my emotion of, I want this place so bad. This is so beautiful. This could just work out so good, because in my mind I could see how to lay everything out, where to put the house. It had a little old farmhouse on it, but that we could have lived in, but would need to build a newer house. And so I was like, okay, I'll put my barn here and there and this and that. But I got very emotionally involved in the property of I really want it, you know. And I knew that God had called us to that area. And of course, when you see something you really like and you know God's called it to your area, you can very easily go, okay, this is what God's called. This is it. God, this is the one that God has for us, because he's called us to this area, and I see this, and I love this place, and this is it. And even though the timing can be totally not right. And at that time, there was also a developer, which, you know, developers, they typically have cash on hand, and they're going to divide property up. There was a developer that also put in a contract at the very same time that did have cash in his hand to buy that place. And so it was in an estate with four different people. Two of the people in the estate wanted to go with us. Two of the people in the estate wanted to go with the developer, because it was quick cash, even though ours would have been more. And so over a period of weeks, and I fretted, we drove over to that land, and I stood on that land and proclaimed, you know, declared it was mine, and God had given it to me, and nothing could take it from, you know, I mean, I prayed over it. I took communion on the property, you know, did everything that I had ever heard that you could do, refused to let anything come out of my mouth otherwise, got mad if I heard anybody else say anything that was contrary to what I was believing. And the whole time just praying my heart out and begging God and Lord, I know you've called us up here and nothing can stop God's plans. And I went through all of this. And then ultimately, the family went with the developer, and the developer got it. Well, I just felt like my heart been ripped out. And it was like, oh Lord, you know, did I fail? Did I mess up? Did I fall short? Did I not believe enough? And I can have, you know, I can look back now and say, oh goodness, all, you know, but Twin Hollis would have still been working back then. And then later, you know, a few years later, my sister getting sick and passing away, and Dad being sick for months before he passed away, and Mom's, that it would have been very difficult had we already been moved. And not to mention now, when I drive by there, some chicken company, whether, I don't know, Bo Pilgrim or one of them, came to the property across the street and put in 3 or 4 chicken houses. So I'd been like, oh no, you know, because I would have had no control over that. So, you know, sometimes hindsight's 20/20, and we look back and we go, oh, thank God that you didn't let that happen. You know, but we can let our desires and our wants get a hold of us and take our emotions on a roller coaster, you know, rather than just, you know, trusting God, yes, acknowledging what God is doing, but waiting on God's timing and continue to look and continue to check things out. That's, like I said, that's due diligence. Well, anyhow, last Wednesday, Randy gave me a word about property, something. He said something's happening with y'all's property, the property that God's going to give you, he was talking about. And he began to describe something that he was seeing. Well, many times people, they can describe, but when they're prophetic, they will see into what's going on. And what he didn't know, because I didn't say, is that I had already scheduled us to look at another property. This one had a house on it. For Thursday morning. Now, you know, he didn't say, you know, he just said something's going on with the property and some things he saw. Well, anyhow, we went and saw this property on Thursday morning, and I really liked it. You know, I could not say without question that it was the place that God had for us. All I could say is I really liked it, and it checked a lot of the boxes of what we wanted in the area, and I thought maybe they would come down on the price and we could afford it. So anyhow, I did make an offer on it. We did write up a contract. And during this time, I felt real peace. And I think some of that is during all of these years that we've been doing this and just growing with God and realizing that, you know what, nothing's more important to me than peace. But I've learned some lessons along the way, and definitely the lesson I learned with that first property was like, you know what, I'm not getting emotionally involved like that. I'm just going to trust God. You know, just like the scripture I just read, we know that all things work together for good to those that love God and are called according to his purpose, that whatever happened, that because I belong to the Lord and because I'm trying my best to live for him and to obey him and to be led by him, that however it worked out, that it would be for my good, that things would work out for good. So anyhow, with great joy, like I said, I put a contract on it, but never for a minute did I let my emotions run out there and try to justify or try to figure this out of, okay, Randy got me the word, so this has got to be it. Or, you know, even Randy on Thursday when he made the comment, he said if this is the property. So he didn't know either, but he did see, he had seen, you know, by the Spirit, some things that we would see the next day. So anyhow, in all of this, I have to say I was just thankful to God that I felt peace and I felt rest to the point that I said, God, if this is the place you have for us, I know that nobody can keep us from getting it because you're for us and you're with us. If God be for you, who can be against you? But at the same time, I was like, Lord, if this isn't it, I don't want it. I've looked too long. I've waited too long. I've gone through too much to take a step that wouldn't be what God wanted. And, you know, this morning I did get the call. Sure enough, there had been several offers that were considerably higher than mine. I have to say, had I even had that kind of money, I would not have offered that because I don't believe in giving a lot more than something's actually worth. I want to buy a place that it's a fair price personally. But I was perfectly okay with it because I know God's got even something better for us, or something that will work out better for us, something that He's chosen for us that'll be a blessing and be in the right place and at the right time and at the right price, around the right people, the right connections, and all of that. So I'm like, Lord, thank you. But, you know, today, and I have felt like this. I know here, four weeks ago, my husband and I, we were talking about all this that's going on. Of course, I know y'all have heard Randy talk, and you've heard me talk enough to know that the inheritance case that I've had going on, and it's about to wrap up and complete now. And I'm so thankful to God for that. That's been such a long journey. But anyhow, the next point is paying off debts and beginning to remodel on our home to get it ready for sale. And I feel such a peace and just a contentment about that. And my husband and I have both been there. We're just like, let's don't worry about the next place. Yes, we will continue to look, absolutely. But we know that God has directed us to focus on the things that are hand here. And, you know, sometimes when things, and not just in house stuff, regardless of what's going on with you, if there's things that are not coming together for you, go back to what God has said last. You know, if God has said, you know, sometimes things aren't coming together because we've not completed things that the Lord's wanting us to do, you know, and at times we get in a hurry to move forward when God's going, you know what, you really haven't, there's some things back here that I wanted you to do or to begin, and you've not done it, and I really don't want to let you move forward until we wrap up these loose ends here, till we, you know, so that everything comes forward in the proper way. You know, if I jump on my horse before I've tightened my girth, I'm going to get in a storm. That saddle is going to slip, and I'm liable to get hurt, my horse go to bucking, things like that. Sometimes there are preparations and things that we have to do to make the future flow like it should. You know, and if there's loose ends, if there's things that are undone, if there's things that God has called us to, it'll make the future go much better. So, you know, I thought, Lord, you know, I've been somewhat neglectful at spending time at the keyboard and continuing to work on songs. Last year I spent quite a lot of time on it and did get several songs written that I have yet to record. But I thought, Lord, you know, you've never changed your mind about me spending time at that. You know, it doesn't matter if the Lord's called you to paint, if He's called you to make videos, if He's called you to write books, if He's called you to write songs, if He's called you to take your guitar and once a week go down to the old folks' home and play for those little people and bless them and give them all a hug, which I know when COVID was going on, people couldn't, but I think a lot of those things have opened up now. But if there's things that God has called you to do and we let the busyness of life and even our own dreams, you know, and sometimes even the call of God, the things of God would get in the way, that we spend so much time, you know, even where church is concerned, we can spend so much time doing church duties and doing church things that we don't take enough time just to be with the Lord, you know, and he's more concerned with that than anything. He's more concerned with our relationship with Him even than the work that He's called us to do. I promise you, He's more concerned with His relationship, with our relationship with Him. So, anyhow, that's where we're at today. That's where my husband and I are at, is is we made another run at another place, but I promise you this time it was not with stress and it was not with with sweat and tears and standing on the land and all of that. This time it was like, Lord, I trust you, and God, I just feel the peace of the Lord, and God, if it's ours, it'll come to us, and God, if it's not, then I don't want it. I want what you have for us, and I'm just so thankful to the Lord. You know, that little song that I played a while ago is about, you know, the blessings in every day, and even learning how to move forward with the Lord in trust and rest and continuing just to say, you know what, God, there's some things I can't change today, but Lord, what do you want me to do today? You know, is there something that you're wanting me to accomplish today? Is there someone you're wanting me to talk to today or pray for today? And sometimes the things that we've got going on, we need to set them aside and say, God, what's your agenda for me today? So what's your desire for this week? You know, the word says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life. And that's a lesson I think I'm finally, it's really coming, I'm really getting it, so to speak, that, you know, if I catch my thoughts going somewhere that would make me be upset or make me fretful or make me worry, that I'm going to step away from that. It's like, uh-uh. You know, sometimes it's turning the television off. Sometimes even the news, maybe especially the news. Sometimes it's not talking to people. You know, if there's people in your life that tend to be really negative, you might have to minimize how much you talk to them. If there's people around you that always plant seeds of unbelief and doubt into your dreams with the Lord, what God has called you to, and the dreams that he's put in your heart, because many times those beautiful dreams that we have, they are from God. You know, and if there's someone, if there's people around you that they consistently tend to kind of, as people would say, rain on your parade, you might want to minimize that, you know, and, you know, stay with, you know, go with peace, stay with peace, and stay with what God has told you. Like I said, if you're moving, if you're trying to move forward and things keep kind of hanging up, say, God, is there something that I've left undone? You know, is there something that you've really wanted me to do or something to finish? Because most of us these days, we lead pretty busy lives, and we can end up with a whole lot of irons in the fire and have half a dozen things going on at once. And things can get put on the back burner that maybe God didn't want that on the back burner. I've done that before, you know, and I have to go back and say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. I've gotten so caught up in business or in hobbies or in even things that you've said you want to do, Lord, that I'm skipping things that are of high importance to you. So anyhow, you guys, y'all get to hear a lot of what goes on in my life because, you know, I can't tell you firsthand about other people's lives much, but I can tell you about mine, and I can tell you without a doubt the things that God has blessed me and helped me and how he's teaching me. And oh, goodness, yes, I still fail and I come short. But thank goodness he never holds that up in front of me. He's always encouraging me and showing me just showing me how good he is and how faithful he is and teaching me every step of the way that I can trust him. You know, even when I can't see it all come together yet with my eyes, with my heart, I can, and just know that God's faithful because he's been faithful. I've already seen him do too much to doubt him now. So, Lord, I just thank you. Lord, I thank you for your faithfulness and your goodness. Lord, I thank you for your peace and rest. And, God, I thank you that you never change your mind about us, that your plans for us are always good, and that your goodness and mercy follows us all the days of our life. Lord, I just ask that you bless each and every one, Lord. Father, that you reveal yourself to them in a greater way than they've ever known. Lord, that they hear your voice more distinctly than ever before. And God, that hope arises in their hearts, Lord, like a mighty flame, in a way, Lord, that's God-breathed. Lord, that you blow upon the flame of heart, of hope in their lives. Lord, that it turns into a great faith and a great expectancy to see the goodness of God. Well, I'm going to play another song for you guys while I write down the phone numbers, and then we'll begin taking callers. God's love is truly, truly amazing. He is so awesome. Okay, my first caller tonight, 754-240. Is this Mr. Donald and Tanya?
Hey.
Hi, how y'all doing tonight?
How you doing, Gene?
I'm good.
How about yourself?
I'm great. It's good to see y'all on here tonight. I appreciate you.
Amen.
Well, let's pray for you tonight. Father, I thank you for Donald and Tanya, Lord. Lord, I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. Tried by fire. You know, the word says that the refining of our faith, the trying of our faith is more precious than gold. And Lord, I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord, that Lord, at times they felt like they've been tried by the fire. They have felt like they have walked on hot coals. They felt like they have been tried by fire, God. So I think some of the things even that I was telling tonight of my own story, that maybe that some of that was beneficial to you guys particularly, maybe. I knew tonight when I told that there were some that needed to hear some of that just because of their own walks with the Lord, their own stories that are going. And I just sense that y'all at times have felt like you have like walked through fire or have felt the heat of situations. Maybe at times even to the point of thinking, Lord, when do we get to the other side of this? You know, I mean, I've said that, God, I trust you and I know that you're going to bring me through, but Lord, how much longer, you know, before we get to the other side? And I know that God is faithful. And Father, I thank you, Lord. I just feel like saying, that no weapon formed against us can prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we shall condemn, and that is our heritage in the Lord. I don't know if you have encountered the tongues of others coming against you. It's almost like I feel that someone has put their mouth on you a little bit. But Lord, I just thank you that no weapon formed against him can prosper, Lord, and that, Lord, we condemn every word, not the people, Lord, but we condemn the tongues that would come against the purposes of God, the dreams of God, Lord, the things of God that are planted in Donald and Tanya's heart that they know is of you, and, Lord, that they know that you will complete. And, Lord, we just say that every word of condemnation and every word that is contrary to the plans of God for their life, Lord, that those words fall to the ground, Lord, that they are nailed to the cross and they have no power whatsoever. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you are completing the plans that you have for Donald and Tanya, Lord, that even that you would make an example of them, Lord, an example in a good way. Just as the word talks about, it says that, and I would have to look it up, you know, said that God's people would even provoke, provoke others to jealousy, that God's blessing on y'all's life and what God is going to do in your lives. You know, when you've got a large call in your life, when God, it's kind of like the bigger the call, the bigger the trial, and I've just found that to be true, the more God has called you to, the more blessing, the more things that he has for you that are kingdom purposes. The enemy, particularly those things that would be like the major part of your calling, that those are the very places that the enemy will fight the hardest and many times the longest. Those are the places that the fire will feel the hottest. You know, just like there were many, many, many years that because God had called me to sing and had called me to music, that he was constantly, the enemy was constantly trying to attack my throat. I mean, it was just one thing behind the next. They're constantly attacking my throat and my voice because I was called to sing. And same thing, you know, if you're called to finances many times, it'll be like like you're struggling just to survive, just to pay your bills, because the enemy, he's trying to keep us. And a lot of times it's more about the our heart, how we think of ourselves. You know, when we're called to financial things, to sow into the kingdom, to help finance things of the kingdom, to give to the poor, to help others, like I said, the enemy will come in. And so that'll seem the very place that that we're just struggling. I mean, that we'll be struggling just to pay our bills, you know, struggling just to make ends meet. And I think in some of that, that the Lord does, he does test us in the sense that he doesn't, well, he tests us in those things because it develops us. It develops our faith. It develops our ability to trust God and to believe God. And in the natural, just in natural things, he teaches us how to be good stewards of money and how to look into things. You know, we learn as we go. But the flip side is the enemy many times will fight us in those areas because he tries to change our viewpoint of ourselves so that we would see ourselves as limited or not having enough. That, you know, sometimes people just see themselves as always like, okay, I guess I'm never going to have enough. I guess we're always going to be poor. We're never going to be able to make ends meet or this and that. And it can be with anything, you know. I mean, I'm trying to lose weight, you know, and say, okay, I guess I'm always going to be overweight because I've tried and tried and tried and it hasn't come off. You know, those, it's just those areas. But places where you're particularly anointed and where you have the greatest trials, those will be the areas where you have the greatest anointing to help set others free too, you know. And I know you guys know this stuff. I'm not telling y'all anything that y'all don't already know. But, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for the coming out. Lord, I just thank you for the coming out for Donald and Tanya. But, Lord, I thank you that even in the midst of the fire and even in the midst of the journey, Lord, that you are growing them and you are changing them, Lord, their faith and expectancy, Lord, even changing mindsets in places, Lord, Lord, that they will begin to see themselves not as trying to be something, not as trying to get there, but as they already are, that they're already blessed, that they're already chosen by God, that they're already anointed by God, that they're already seated with Christ in heavenly places, Lord. That, because Lord, because when we're in the process of development, and we're in the process of transition, many times we can see ourselves as trying to get there. Okay, I'm trying to get to this place that God has for me, when in all truth, we're already, you know, we're already anointed for it. We're already blessed. We're already, God's already given us everything we need. We're just in the process of walking it out. But see, God already sees us that way. He already sees us there. He already sees us the way he intended for us to be, the way that he has called us and his plan for our lives. So, Lord, I just thank you for the blessing. Lord, I thank you for making an example of Donald and Tanya in a good way. Lord, that others will be provoked to jealousy, Lord, because of the blessings that are on their life. Father, I thank you that it will even open the door, Lord, for them to witness into the lives of others and to tell others about the goodness and faithfulness of God. Lord, so that they'll not look at Donald and Tanya as much, Lord, but that they will look at you. And God, that how faithful and what your plans and purpose, and Lord, that how much you love us. And Lord, the things that you do for Donald and Tanya, Lord, the places you bring them, the open doors, the connections, the favor, Lord, just your faithfulness, Lord, the things that they see in Donald and Tanya, Lord, that they will realize that God loves them just as much, Lord, so that the blessings that Donald and Tanya are called to, Lord, that those will actually be stepping stones to ministry, Lord. And it will open doors to ministry, Lord, that those that at first may even have animosity or jealousy and would even, you know, would almost want to be to speak against Donald and Tanya, Lord, that they will end up, some of those will end up being some of the very ones whose lives are touched and changed, Lord. And maybe even some of the very ones that would be even some of their best friends or even those that they're most connected to in the future, Lord. Lord, because your word says you'll make even our enemies to be at peace with us. Lord, our desire is that those that would think of themselves as enemies would actually learn and realize that they're our brothers and sisters in Christ. Father, I thank you. I thank you for them, and I bless them in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That was kind of long, I know. Man, it just kind of evolved and just kind of kept going.
Yeah, but it was right on the money. Everything that you said. Matter of fact, we just did a prayer. Me and Tanya just did a prayer earlier. Just praying amongst ourselves. And one of the things that I was praying about was, I don't know anybody that's speaking against me or anything like that. But I was just praying that just in case. And the same thing you said, I was saying, anybody that had, put my name in their mouth negatively or try to condemn me, I condemn them. And, I was saying that same thing because I just remember a while back, Randy had prophesied that, sometimes you need to, rebuke, people that, speak against you. And I don't know anybody that's doing that, but I just felt led to do it while we were praying earlier, and that's one of the things that you mentioned, and that's what we were praying about. We were praying about crossing over, like coming out, like moving past the level that we at right now, and just getting to what God has for us. And then we're just pressing into God and exactly like what you were speaking of. It's just like anything that's hindering us, anything, it could be even, things in our mind, us ourselves, we're just praying against all those things. And, cause we know that God has a lot for us, but we're just trying to attain it. We're just trying to reach the promise. The promises that God has, and what you were touching on, that's exactly what we were praying against. That's what we came together today, and we just said, let's start praying at a certain time, just to be pushed into the next level that God has for us.
Praise God. I just sometimes I think very often when there's someone putting their mouth on us, we don't always know it, because many times they're not doing it openly. They're not doing it in front of us or whatnot. But I just sensed, when I was praying that maybe there was someone somewhere that was putting their mouth on you some, so that the Lord just had me, speak that scripture over you and pray over that. But I know God's got you guys. And right now it's just almost like I see y'all still kind of walking through the fire, but to the other side, getting to the other side and coming out of that. God does awesome things, like when Jesus told the disciples, he said, let's go to the other side, which he knew that they were going to make it to the other side. And of course the storm came up and the boat was just, and that's when, I guess that was another thing. Anyhow, it was in the middle of the storm that Peter walked on water. So it was like, the storm was going on, but in the middle of that storm, Peter actually walked on water. So, awesome things is when we're going through difficult times, many times that's when God is working some of the greatest things in us. So, and I sense that God is doing that in y'all, that there are some awesome things being developed and grown and stretched in y'all, because it's like, I think I heard a lady one time, she says, salvation is free, but the anointing will cost you everything. And it's like during this time that it's like God is, he's qualifying us. It's like he's developing us and growing us and maturing us, and that God is just doing a great work in you guys. So, amen.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're more than welcome.
Well, we receive it.
Well, thanks for calling in, and thanks for waiting, and it was a joy to get to pray for you guys.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Thank you, Jeannie. It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure.
But God bless you guys. Talk to you again.
God bless.
Okay, I'll get a little drink. Okay, 251342. How is Miss Latrice tonight?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, sweetie?
I'm hanging tough.
Good. Good. Good, good. I prayed for you this week, and when I knew that you were doing the memorial for your sister, so I did pray for you this week.
I appreciate it.
Just give you strength in the family and healing. I know that took a lot of courage and a lot of strength to do that. That would have been very difficult.
Oh, yeah, but God.
God is
good.
It
worked out right.
Yeah, that's precious.
Yes.
Well, Lord, I thank you tonight for Latrice, God, and I just thank you, Lord, for refreshing her, Lord, and adding to her. God, I thank you for pouring back in just the balm of Gilead. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for filling up the holes, Lord, for just filling up the blank spaces, Lord. Every place that May has felt like she leaked out some, or every place that felt like maybe that there was a little hole, Lord, that you just fill it up with yourself, fill it up with your goodness, with your love, with your anointing, God, with your, Lord, just with your refreshing and your rest and, Lord, your peace and your comfort. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for drawing Latrice. Even Latrice, I saw this a little bit even last time when I prayed for you, but it's just like I sense God calling you away with him. And it's like I keep seeing you like a little girl again, like God calling you back to that, just that. You know, we get so busy with the things of life and adult things, and it can be church things, and it's all good. You know, it can all be good stuff, all good stuff with things that we're doing for God. But I just still sense the Lord just drawing you away with him back into that childlike trust, that childlike love, that just that place with him. And I think it has more to do with God just wanting to, children typically don't have the cares and the concerns that us adults do. I know I didn't as a child, you know, of just that carefree trust that everything is okay and going to be okay. You know, I never once doubted that there would be food on our table or clothes to put on my back, or, you know, I never ever considered that my mom and dad would let anything bad happen to us, that they would protect us, and just all those feelings of being kept. And I just sense the Lord just wanting to just pour out on you just that love, like you're his little girl, and you are, that you're kept, and that you don't have to carry the concerns, you don't have to carry the weights. Just like wanting to take you, like, and run through the flowers with him, you know, run through the fields with him like a little child running with her father. Just that carefree refreshing of not a care in the world, not a weight upon my shoulders, and just that love and laughter of relationship, and not being every minute having to be the strong one, the wise one, the one that gives counsel, the one that has responsibilities, the one that makes sure others tend to their responsibilities or are looked after. But just time of Latrice with Father God, of being refreshed and loved, and just being able to not have a care in the world and throw your hands up and just, you know, roll in the flowers with him. I sensed that last week, and I'm sensing it again this week. I've just got calling you back to that childlike place of just love and trust, and saying, cast your cares upon me, for I care for you, and just letting God bring things into place. So, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for the first love, for that first love. That's you, Lord. And Father, I thank you just for that care, for that love, Lord, even that ability just to crawl up in your lap and lay our head on your chest, and Lord, know that all is well, that all is well.
Thank you, Lord.
So, Lord, I just bless Latrice in Jesus' name, and Lord, I thank you for, Lord, for providing all that she needs, and Lord, for directing her steps and giving her big daddy hugs, Lord, for giving her big daddy hugs. So, Lord, I just thank you and I bless her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I just thank you for that.
You are welcome. Was there something special you were praying for?
No, I think you about covered it, Jenny.
No, girl, I thank you too. Thank you for calling and thank you.
Have a good evening.
You too, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Well, let's see. Okay, 903-918. Is this Miss
Michelle? Yes,
how are you, hon? Good.
Fine,
good
how
to
are
hear
you?
Your voice. I'm good. It's good to hear your voice tonight.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Michelle. Lord, I thank you, God, that for strengthening, Lord, just making her to know that it is going to happen. Michelle, I'm just sensing like God reassuring you that things are going to happen, that things are going to change, that things are not going to stay the same, and that he is bringing things to pass. He is working on your behalf. Well, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for increasing, Lord, just as increasing, giving her a new expectancy, God, a new expectancy, Lord, of being able to just know that she knows that she knows, God, that you're working on her behalf, Lord, that you're faithful, God, that you're faithful. Lord, God, sometimes we all do this, Lord. Sometimes we look and we think, well, I'm not seeing things move the way that I thought they would by now, so have I missed something? Is there something I'm not doing? Is there something that I have come up short on? Is there something I've missed? You know, did I not cross a T? Did I not dot an I? Lord, have I been disobedient in some area? And Michelle, I just sense the Lord just saying that he's faithful, that he's faithful, that you can trust him, that you can count on him. And, yeah, sometimes the weight on things, it seems like is, you know, it's the weight can just seem so long on some things to where, you know, we had thought, well, by now I would have thought I would have seen more change. I know I've said that a lot of times, like, Lord, you know, by now I would have thought we would already be moved, or by now I would have thought, you know, the case would have already long since been done and all. And you know, God, he does give us opportunity to test our resolve. You know, he gives us opportunity to strengthen our tenacity to stand. But in this case, I'm just sensing the Lord just wanting to reassure you that he's moving, that he's working. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for just opening up these things to Latrice. Father, I thank you that the dreams that you've put into her heart, and Lord, that you know the desires of her heart. Lord, your word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things to be added unto it. And Lord, sometimes the best thing we can do is just pull aside with you, just enjoy you, just soak in your presence, just soak in your goodness, Lord. Just pull aside, even just go sit on the porch, go sit in the swing, Lord, and just talk to you and listen to you and sing to you, Lord, and let you work. And Lord, just have that confidence that your word is true, Lord, that your word does not return unto you void. And Lord, Lord, even where the prophetic words are concerned, Lord, that your word does not return unto you void. Lord, that we can count on you and we can expect it. We can expect it. Even like the scripture Randy gave me the other day, I'm going to give you the same one, that that I would have fainted had I not expected to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. The goodness of God in the land of the living. That's in Psalm 27. And I'm speaking that scripture over you too and say, the goodness of God is your portion. The goodness of God works in your life too. So, Lord, I thank you for Lord, for Michelle. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for her seeing movement in her life, for her seeing completion of some things and some in the new. Lord, that things will not stay the same. They will not stay the same. Lord, even as the word says, though it tarry, I would have to look it up, but though it tarry, that it shall come to pass. So, Father, I thank you for those things that are in Michelle's heart, those things and dreams that you put in her heart, even just those desires, Lord, for some new things. Lord, even those, Lord, that it will come to pass. And, Lord, I just speak a blessing. And, Lord, I speak peace. And Lord, I speak a new expectancy. And Lord, I thank you for bringing it all to pass in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise God. Was there any specific things, Michelle, you were wanting prayer about?
No, you just covered it. I just need that encouragement that just to know that he hadn't forgot about me. Which
no,
I know
he hasn't. He is with you and he is for you. Like I said, he gives us every opportunity to grow and our tenacity and things like that. And sometimes it's just a timing thing. But he's faithful. He is faithful. Well, God bless you tonight, honey. And thank you for waiting so long. And thank you for holding. And thank you for calling in.
And thank you for praying for me. God bless you.
You're more than welcome, sweetie. Good night. Okay, 901-709. How's Miss Sylvia tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Are you feeling well?
Oh, yes.
Good. I always like hearing that. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Sylvia, God, and I thank you, Lord. I'm hearing this that scripture, Sylvia. It says, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. And I know that was, as the apostles, as they went by the man that was crippled, you know, that would beg at the gate. And as he was begging for money, and I don't remember if it was Paul, I'm not sure which one it was, but that he told him, he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. And they reached and touched his hand and picked him up, and God healed his legs, and he was able to walk and said he went rejoicing. And I see God using what he has put within you and you stepping forward in great faith to allow God to use what he has put within you, that's going to bring great glory to God. And yes, I believe for miracles. I believe miracles are part of it, healings and miracles. And that's not to say that you won't have provision. That's not the point of the scripture. It's about using and God using what he has invested in you and using it in mighty ways. See, that guy that was at that gate, he thought what he needed was a little money to buy provision, buy food or whatever for the next day. But see, what he really needed was a healing. What he really needed was a miracle. So even his perception of what he needed was based off of what he had always done, of what his life had been. He probably never even entertained being healed and being able to walk. And I just see God using you. I've never given this word to anybody. God using you to be able to speak into the lives of people and minister to people that maybe what they think they need is not what God has for them, because what he has for them is much greater than what they think. What they're thinking they need is just a wouldn't even be a chip off the block of what God has for them. And God using you to speak into the lives and to pray for people in that anointing that is in your life, that God is going to use you to change their lives, to change the way they speak, to change what they thought they needed, to see breakthrough. Girl, this is a powerful word. Lord, I thank you, Father, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the anointing, the gifts and callings that you have put within Sylvia, Lord, that they're going to be life-changing for some. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for moving in her life. Lord, for the faith of God rising up in such a way that she is going to be amazed, Lord, at what you do through her life. And, Lord, I just thank you, God, for working in her and for, Lord, for touching the lives of others, Lord, to bring transformation beyond what they would have even expected. Lord, though they thought they needed one thing, Lord, what they actually need is a touch from God. Now, they might think they need provision. They might think they need a helping, Lord, whatever they think they need, but what they're needing is a touch from God. And, Lord, I thank you for using her hand, Lord, her hand extended, your hand through her hands, your voice through her voice, Lord, to bring about miraculous and awesome changes in things, to bring, Lord, to bring heaven to earth, to change lives forever. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you and I bless her. Girl, what a mighty word. What an awesome word.
Amen. Last night I was in a church service and I went out for prayer. And God said that the time has come, and he released power onto me last night for me to step out and heal and do miracles. Last night he did. And he told me that my church had been holding me back, and you prophesied some of that to me before. And he says, no more. The time is here, because his people have to be healed and delivered. And he says that I won't be leaving my church, but he says most of the healings and deliverance need to take place in my church. And he said the time has come. And so last night, oh, man, it was awesome. I'm still sleeping and recuperating from that anointing last night.
Wow.
Yeah, it was so mighty. I mean, he released it onto me, and he told me that when I pray about his Shekinah glory being released, and it was an awesome night last night. And he says my ministry has started in the week before. I have been 3 weeks before I had been sick, and he told me to make it to the church. I made it to the church. The intercessory prayers prayed over me, and I got healed instantly in my body. I had nerve damage from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. And it was almost like once that happened, then he healed me, and then he says it's time.
Man.
And so, yeah, so I've been doing quite well. And last night was awesome. And he says that the leadership that had stopped me from using the anointing and the things that he placed on the inside, he says vengeance was his, and that leadership, he was sending them back to apologize to me.
Wow. Yeah,
so
I have seen.
Go ahead.
Now, I had seen at times before that some of those that had that had looked at you as not measuring up to what they thought you should be, or those that didn't quite believe in the position that God had called you to, that there would be a change, that they would see themselves and there would be a change more honor coming towards
the time,
you, them realizing what God was doing in your life.
Right. And he said that they had set me in a corner and had pretty much like ostracized me and kept me from going to the altar. And a lot of times you would, you know, I would call in and then you would have that word concerning, you know, that same thing, you know, mm-hmm. concerning my calling and what was happening, you know, in my church. And I guess at one point I had started to feel offended, and I asked God to take it away, and then I was able to receive, you know, from them mm-hmm. again, because once you get into offense, it's hard to receive the word from the person
yeah.
that's bringing.
Yeah.
yeah, so I asked him to take it away.
Yeah, you know, we have to realize that there are certain things that the Lord allows to happen in our life because it matures us through it, and we learn
mm-hmm.
how to cope with things. And I'm sure the people that are doing things, if they learn, if they have a heart for God, then they're learning what not to do and things like that too. So there are, you know, there's a measure of things that the Lord allows to happen in our life because we grow through that. You know, even
right.
the word says Jesus learned obedience through the things he suffered. So if Jesus had to learn obedience through the things he suffered, then you know that we have to
mm-hmm.
do. So there are certain,
right.
which, you know, yeah, we can't, you know, those people that don't yet see that their eyes haven't been opened to see, and we can't
mm-hmm.
hold, we can't bend it at them. And sometimes it's hard not to be, particularly people in leadership and people you think, well, they ought to be above that. But
see, sometimes when it's new, yeah, when it's new to you, you have to, I had to like pray my way through it because I had never, you know, when it's new, I had never seen anything like that. And so I
yeah.
guess it's different when it's happening to you. So I just had to pray my way through, and now it's fine, you know, with me.
Yeah. I was going to say, look
yeah,
what, God, look what all God has done in you, though. So that's
yeah.
awesome. Well, I'm so glad to hear that. That's an amazing testimony. I mean, I was surprised as you when I first heard that first scripture. I thought, where is this going? And then it's almost instantly it started to pull forth, and it's like, oh Lord, that's an awesome word. So thank you, Jesus. God's taking
yes.
in. God has been talking to you about new levels for a while. So praise God.
Yes. Yes.
Praise God. Well, thank you for calling and telling me about that.
Thank you. Okay. Well, I'll call you back again.
All right.
Okay. Thank
you.
Bye. You too.
Let's see. I lost my place here. Okay. 205-531, Miss Julia May.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, sweetie. How are you tonight?
Just fine.
Oh, good, good, good. Well, let's pray. My computer keeps running up and down here on me a little bit. Okay, Father, I thank you for Julia May. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for blessing her home. Lord, I thank you, God, for blessing her home and her family. Julia May, it's like I see, God, even your extended family, not just your immediate family, but even your extended family, God touching and God, like the Spirit of God moving through some of your extended family. And Lord, I just thank you for bringing completion. And Lord, I thank you, God, for transitioning. Lord, for transitioning some things. Lord, the transition in some areas, it's like I'm sensing some transition is almost complete. I don't know what all that would be, but it's like I'm sensing some transition. It's like some transition is almost complete. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for some smooth sailing. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for some things being smoothed out. Okay, that's the word. Julia, I just sense like the Lord. You know, I almost see it like on an ironing board. You know, where you get the iron out and you lay that blouse on there and it's you know
mm-hmm.
you kind of smooth that blouse out as right before you run the
mm-hmm.
iron over. You know, you have to kind of get the material straight and smoothing some things out and then ironing it where it looks nice and pretty and crisp and all and that's the way I'm seeing it. It's like I'm hearing in my spirit like God's God smoothing some things out. And I guess that makes, you know, we use that term, what I, as I'm seeing it, is like ironing. So, you know, we also hear like God is ironing some things out. He's ironing some things out. So, Lord, I thank you for that. Lord, I thank you for the transition. And, Lord, I thank you for smoothing things out and ironing some things out. And, God, I thank you for the Spirit of God that is moving beyond even Judy Mae's immediate family and is moving into, is like the Spirit, is like I can see the Spirit of God like moving in a wooing way. And much of this is through your prayers, but the Spirit of God moving into some of the like I said, extended family and kinfolk. You know, God in the process of apprehending, of drawing some of the others, then becoming, then feeling the presence of God, then becoming more aware of God and the presence of God, then becoming more aware of God in their life and that God is aware of them. You know, a lot of us, we're aware of God, but it's a whole nother thing when we realize that God's really aware of us. And that's where, that's one area that the prophetic really grabs hold of you. It's, you know, because we read the Bible, and if you've grown up in church and around different ones, I did. I mean, I grew up in church, you know, and I was always aware of God. I can't remember a time that I wasn't aware of God. You know, my mother took us to church, and there had been miracles in my family and things. But see, when I got around the prophetic in a strong way, when I was probably 11, 12 years old, there was a prophetic lady my mom was friends with, and she would prophesy over us, and even after they moved off, she would send letters and send prophetic words. But see, that was a whole different thing when I realized that God was aware of me. Not just, okay, you're saved and you're going to heaven, and heaven, or you're not saved and you're going to hell, but that personal part, you know, where you realize that God is watching you every day and that God has plans for you, that God cares about what you care about. You know, and that he's so aware of the details of our life. And I see, like in some of your family, some of them, and I don't know if you prophesy over your family or not, or if there's anyone you're connected to, but Lord, I just thank you, God, for moving in the family, Lord, and Lord, even prophetic utterance, Father. I thank you, Lord, for opening up the gifts, Lord, even within Julia May, Father, that individuals that they become aware, Lord, that you are aware of them. It's a whole nother level. It's a whole nother level of awareness. So, Father, I thank you for touching their hearts, God, but for opening their eyes, Lord, even as Julia May's eyes have been opened, of how aware you are of her and her life. And those around her and the things that touch her life, Lord, I thank you, Father, for reaching through the family and opening their eyes to an awareness that you are aware of them and that you care about them in all of the little personal details, Lord. Not just did they get saved, but all of the things, their jobs, their children, where they live, their finances, their friends, those things that they're afraid of, those things that concern them, their health. Lord, you are aware of all of that, Lord, that you are involved in all of that, Lord. I thank you, Father, for that realization being awakened in them. So, Lord, I bless Julia May and I bless her home. Lord, her home is blessed. Her home is blessed. The blessing of the Lord is upon your home. And, Lord, I thank you for the work you're doing, that it's a continuing work. Though there are things being ironed out and there is transition in some things that is happening, but that it is a continuing work. So, Lord, I praise you, God. I thank you for your faithfulness and your kindness and your goodness and your love. And I thank you for blessing Julia May and her home and her family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
That's beautiful, girl. That's beautiful. God is speaking some very specific and unique words over people tonight.
Oh, yes.
I know I've never given you quite that word, so thank you, God. Thank you, God.
We'll jump up. I had a surgery on Tuesday. She has a tray out and she has a pig out. God bless us for both of those out now.
Okay, that was a little fuzzy. I didn't hear you real good.
Definitely took out the tray and her feeding tube, the pig line.
Yeah,
she got it taken out.
Taken out Tuesday.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I remember you telling me that they were going to be taking out the pig line and trach.
Mm-hmm.
So that's awesome. Now her little throat can heal up, and that's got to feel so much better.
She got tired of that pig line. I had to wait. I said, God, he had to take that pig line out of his stomach. And so the nurse came by today, and they released me. She said, she's looking good. She said, she came a mighty long way. I said,
yeah. Oh, praise God. Praise God. I'm so proud for her and proud for you just to have that release and that relief of that being done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you,
I was telling my oftalmologist today when I get my eyes in, and she said, thank you. She said, it's good to hear that because, a lot of people don't realize how dangerous this virus is and people survive. I said, yes, she's been through a lot. She said, oh, my God. She said, thank you for sharing and witness. I said, yes, I have to give God the glory.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Friend,
Amen. That testimony keeps going. That's one of the things that the Word says, we overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. Those testimonies, they continue to set people free and to work, work for God for years, forever, forever.
Mm-hmm.
So praise God.
She said she needed that.
All right. Well, I've got just a few minutes left. I'm going to try to get to the callers. But thank you, sweetie, for holding. And thank you for that testimony about Jennifer and God bless you.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Right. 919-995.
Cheryl, North Carolina.
Hey, Cheryl. How are you, sweetie?
I'm doing good.
I haven't talked to you in a while. We're good to talk to you. We'll get a little drink right quick. Father, I thank you for Cheryl, God, and I thank you for the high calling. Lord, I thank you for the high calling. Lord, I wish I could look up the scripture. There is a scripture about the high calling of Christ. Lord, I just thank you, God, for healing every disappointment, places where things didn't, where the perception we had of how something was going to go and it didn't always go quite the way we thought. And I spoke about that some. I don't know if you're on earlier, but I spoke about that some even when I was talking like in the lesson before I started taking that sometimes we, even when God has said things over our lives, we can get ahead of God, or we can get a perception of what that's going to look like. And then when it doesn't look like that, sometimes disappointment can set in of like, well, God, I thought you said so-and-so, and I thought this was going to be it, and this was what it was going to look like. And sometimes we're just simply wrong, or sometimes our timing is not quite right. We'll perceive something one way, and it maybe doesn't look like quite what in our mind or in our heart how we envisioned it. So, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for healing disappointments, for Lord, even things that sometimes was just our misperceptions, And not saying that this is anything big, anything real huge, but all of us have places in our life where we have had disappointments and things that at times disappointments can cause us to pull back a little from reaching for those goals that God has given us. There's just times that when we can reach out for something, if we don't quite make it, or if it's a little different, and then a disappointment can cause us just to draw back a little bit. So, Lord, I thank you, God, for just strengthening Cheryl. Father, I thank you, God, for an increase in her vision, Lord, in her spiritual vision, her spiritual perception, her understanding. God, I thank you, Lord, for breathing new life, for breathing new life into her dreams and new life into the things, God, that you have spoken over her life and things, Lord, that she has waited for and things that she's prayed into, God. Lord, I thank you for breathing new life and new expectancy, Lord, and a contentment that even as we wait, that we wait in peace. We press forward to the mark of the high calling in Christ, but we don't get in fretfulness or anxiety about it, and we don't let the devil beat us over the head with it, because maybe it hasn't all happened yet, or we haven't gotten there. So, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that Lord, just a whole new level of knowing for sure, Lord, that we are more than overcomers through Christ that strengthens us, and that we are so loved by you, God, and Lord, that you will accomplish those things that you have called her to. You will accomplish those things that you have spoken over her life. And Lord, as she continues to trust you and to spend time with you and to, Lord, just to allow you to lead her and guide her, Lord, and even to bind up the wounds, Lord, the times, Lord, when we do fall short, those times when we stumble or whatever, Lord, that she just allows you to pick her up and dust her off and say, we got this, honey, we got this. And just to keep moving in God and, Lord, know that she can never fail. Lord, because love never fails. Lord, you are love, and love never fails, Lord. And when we are connected to you, we are more than overcomers. We're more than overcomers. Lord, and I thank you for letting Cheryl see that in her mind's eye, in her heart, that she's an overcomer in you every time, because, Lord, you already overcame. Lord, when we walk with you, we cannot lose. We cannot lose. Lord, and I just thank you for it, and I praise you. Lord, I thank you for the ongoing work. Lord, I thank you for victories and victories and victories. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Well, was there anything in particular, Cheryl, that you were wanting prayer about?
No, thank you. But I thank you so much for the word.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Well, thank you for calling in, hon. And thank you for waiting.
Amen.
Is there anything you wanted to share tonight or anything that was on your mind?
No, thank you.
All right. Well, God bless you.
Amen. Good night. Thank you so much.
831-596. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Noelle in California. How are you?
Oh, hi, Noelle. I'm good. I think I had written your number down another week, and I never got to you that week, so I'm glad I got to you tonight. Well, God bless you. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Noel. You can probably hear that countdown, but because it comes through this microphone, but just ignore it. Hopefully it won't cut me off. Father, I thank you for Noel, and Lord, I thank you for the gift, Lord, for the gift. Even as Christ was born, your name Noel, it makes me think of Christmas and the birth of Christ and what the gift Christ was to mankind and to the earth. And, Lord, I thank you for the gift that Noel is, God, Lord, that she's a gift that pleases you, Lord, but she is a gift to the body of Christ. Lord, I thank you, God, that you have called her, Lord, as a gift to the body of Christ. Lord, you have called her as a gift, Lord, to bring pleasure to you, Lord, but also to bring blessing to others, Lord, to bring I can just see God just using you, Noel, just using what he has put within you, God using you in many ways, but pouring out to others, speaking over others, God just using you in ministry of helps. Do you sing?
Yes, I do.
Okay. It was like I could see you singing, God using you to sing over people. I didn't know that about you, but I was just getting like God using you to sing over people, to speak over to people, to speak like prophetic words over people, and God using you like in ministries of helps to be able that you have an ability to help people that are going through situations in need, maybe if they're needing furniture or this and that. You have connections. God using you in connections to be able to connect people to others. I have to say, like that connector anointing, now that's something the Lord used to use me in real heavily a few years ago. I always thought it was great fun. I didn't realize it was an anointing for a long time. And then I started getting different ones giving me that word about God using me as a connector. But I see God using you as a connector even to connect people to organizations, individuals, churches. I just see God using you. And I don't know if you're a real social person or not. I don't know if you're a real social person or someone that has a lot of acquaintances, but I see God using you to connect people to other people. And it being kingdom stuff, being things that it accomplishes and brings things together. When some things are needing to be brought together, God's going to use you to bring those ends and to connect them to one another in a network type way that it causes things to be accomplished. So, Lord, I thank you for Noel. Lord, I thank you, God, for all that you're going to use her in. Lord, that she is a great delight to you. Lord, I thank you that Noel is a delight to you, Lord, because she allows you to use her, Lord, and that she has a willingness and an openness, Lord, to go wherever you call her to. Lord, whatever area you want to use her, Lord, that she has a willingness and she has an openness to be used by you. Just with, like Eli said, Lord, here am I. Lord, here am I. Use me. That you are one, that you're a willing vessel, that you're a willing vessel of the Lord. And God just takes great delight in you. So, Father, I thank you for Noel. And, Lord, I speak a blessing over her home. I speak a blessing. I speak a blessing over her family, God. And, Lord, I speak a blessing over her life and all that she touches. Yes, yes. That we're blessed coming out, we're blessed going in, we're blessed in all we put our hands to. And that's the scripture that I'm getting, is that you're blessed in all you put your hands to. And I can feel that all in my chest. Thank you, God. Lord, I thank you. And I praise you, Lord, for her. And Lord, I thank you for all that you're going to do with her, Lord, for your great pleasure. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That was a beautiful prayer and blessing. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I'm so glad I got to talk to you tonight. Is there anything in particular, Noel, you want prayer about?
You know what? I'm going to call in another night you're on and talk to you then, because I know that you're up against a deadline.
Yes, my time is about run out. I've got one caller left. I'm going to see. I think it was week four last, it just shut off. It didn't even let me finish. And sometimes, you never know, it's blocked off. Sometimes it'll let you go on, and other times it'll say, nope, you're done, and it just clicks off. So, well, thank you for calling
God.
In. And, it was good to talk
thank
to you.
God bless you, Jeannie, and all that pertains to you. God's blessings on you. And thank you so much for what you're doing for all of us and for God.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much. Have a good evening. All right, 251-229. Is this Miss Sarah?
Yes, it is. How are you?
I'm good, sweetie. I'm good. I just did get to you, but hopefully it didn't shut me off at 8:30, so hopefully it'll let me finish. So let me pray for you right quick, just in case it shuts me down. So, Lord, I thank you for Sarah, God, and I thank you for the sweetness and the kindness, Lord, that when you created her and you made her, God, you created her with a kindness in her heart and a sweetness, Lord, that reflects, Lord, your very nature. Ooh, I feel it. That's so awesome. That feels so good. And, Lord, I just thank you, God, for just pouring through her, Lord, pouring into her, but pouring through her to overflowing. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for showing yourself, Lord, that you show your very nature through Sarah. Lord, that you are able and she allows you to show your very nature. So, Lord, that when people are in contact with her, Lord, that they see God, that they are able to see parts and pieces of God. And Lord, it draws them. It will even draw them, Lord, into communion with you. Into relationship, but what I'm hearing is in communion, into communion with the Lord. So, Lord, I just speak a blessing over Sarah. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for the dreams, Lord, for fulfilling the dreams that you put within her heart, Lord. It's funny, I thought of, and it's a saying, but I'm hearing it now, that as you tend to his business, that he'll tend to your business. And I know you've probably heard that before, but that's what I'm hearing at this time. As you tend to his business, that he's going to tend to your business. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for fulfilling your desires in and through Sarah, Lord, that, Lord, as she pours out, you're going to pour in. And as she pours out again, you're going to pour in. And, Lord, that the blessings, Lord, the blessings of God literally overtaking her, Lord, and in her obedience, that she is going to see the faithfulness of God beyond what she ever knew. Beyond even what she expected, Lord, because you are abundantly above, you do abundantly above all that we can think or expect or imagine. And I see God doing that in your life, above all that you've ever expected or imagined, hon. God showing his faithfulness and you seeing the goodness of God in a way that you never thought you would. But it's in the obedience, it's in the willingness, it's in that obedience to step out when he says step out, to be still when he says be still, to speak when he says speak. But as you pour out, he's going to pour in, and it's going to be like the honey from heaven pouring in and over your life, and you are going to be so amazed. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, Lord,
thank you, Lord.
That blessing over Sarah, God, and I thank you, Lord, for it just completely planting in her heart in a way, Lord, that word even planting in her heart in such a way that it blooms and blossoms and grows into a mighty tree. Lord, and she sees the fulfillment of all of it, Lord, that she sees it, experiences it. Lord, I just thank you for the, oh, I just thank you, Lord, for doing it. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for just the Lord is blowing her mind with what you're going to do and what you do. Lord, I just praise you and I thank you, Lord, and I thank you for the blessing over her life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, I'm thankful, so thankful for that prayer tonight, and thankful to the Lord for you that he may bless you more abundantly.
Well, thank you, hon. Thank you so much. I just say, like I said, I just see the Lord just as you pour out, him pouring in, and him just overwhelming you with his goodness, that you're going to be the above what you can imagine, think or imagine type blessing. So thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And may the Lord continue to bless you and show you the goodness of his ways. And I know he does because you have such a sweet voice.
Well, I appreciate it so much, and thank you for holding. I'm out of time tonight, but I want you to know I appreciate each and every one, and it's such a joy to get to speak with all of y'all and to pray for you and to believe with you for breakthrough and transition and transformation in y'all's lives. It's a joy to my heart. And it's such an honor to get to be a part of this. So God bless you, Sarah. I will talk to you another time and hope you have a wonderful week.
Okay, you too. Thank you, woman of God.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks to each and every one. It's been such a joy. I've so enjoyed each and every one of you tonight. And Pastor Randy or Brother Randy will be on at 9 o'clock. So if there was anyone that wanted prayer that didn't get prayer, be sure and tune back in for his program and call in, put your hand up. So God bless you. God's face shine upon you and make you just walk in the goodness of God. Amen.